Welcome to Semper's Muse number 6, brought to you by the wonderful people at BelowTopSecret.com. Tonight I'm going to talk to you about the United States military. Specifically, I'll spend some time on the Marine Corps, as that's my alma mater. But basically about our men and women that are in uniform, that are away from home and fighting for us. As many of you know that have posted with me, I was in the United States Marine Corps. 5 great years. I was in a staple platoon and very proud to have served my country. At this time in our history, I envy our soldiers because my time in was without a doubt my finest hour. And I wanted to share with you a poem I wrote while I was in Korea attending a school. The silent reaper comes to me in shades of tarnished gold, questioning and beckoning, I fear his icy hold. He reaches out and grasps for me with bony, misformed hand. I strike out in a desperate wrath, for this is not my land. Go away and leave me be, I've much yet must be done. He looks at me a deathly stare, I turn, for I must run. Down the road eternity is ever drawing near, but with my small respite has come a lessening of fear. I turn to him and raise a sword, I found it's in my hand. My eyes are strong, my voice is true, I make my final stand. Come, good reaper, try this man, for I shall run no more. My country loves me far away, and that's what I fight for. He hesitates and slows his gait, he sees that I won't run. Marine Corps honor strong in me, he faces more than one. Then he turns and disappears. My battle's won this day. My love for country is strong and true. I raise my eyes and pray. I never claimed to be a poet, but I really kind of like that, so I thought I'd share it. Now for something that I found several years ago, and to truly express my feelings, so I'm going to share it with you as well. It's been titled several different things. Currently, where I found it today was titled The American Fighting Man, but it's also been titled The American Soldier, The Soldier, American Hero. However it's titled, the message is clear. Respect them, thank them, pray for them, for they're our heroes. The average age of the military man is 19 years. He is a short-haired, tight-muscled kid who under normal circumstances is considered by society as half-man, half-boy. Not yet dry behind the ears, not old enough to buy a beer, but plenty old enough to die for his country. He never really cared much for work, and he would rather wax his own car than wash his father's, but he has never collected unemployment either. He's a recent high school graduate. He was probably an average student and pursued some form of sports activities. He drives a 10-year-old jalopy and has a steady girlfriend that either broke up with him when he left or swears to be waiting when he returns from half a world away. He listens to rock and roll or hip-hop or rap or jazz or swing or country and western. But most times he listens to the 155mm howitzers that are exploding by his head. He is 10 or 15 pounds lighter now than when he was at home because he's working or fighting from well before dawn to well after dusk. He has some trouble spelling, thus letter writing is a pain for him, but he can field strip a rifle in 30 seconds and reassemble it in less time than that in the dark. He can recite to you the exact nomenclature of a machine gun or grenade launcher, and he can use either one effectively if he must. He digs foxholes and latrines and can apply first aid like a professional in a hospital. He can march until he is told to stop, or he'll stop until he is told to march. He obeys orders instantly and without hesitation, but he is not without spirit or individual dignity. He is self-sufficient. He has 2 sets of fatigues. He washes one and wears the other. He keeps his canteens full and his feet dry. He sometimes forgets to brush his teeth, but he never forgets to clean his rifle. He can cook his own meals, mend his own clothes, and fix his own hurts. If you're thirsty, he'll share his water. If you're hungry, he'll share his food. He'll even split his ammunition with you in the middle of battle if you run low. He's learned to use his hands like weapons, and his weapons like they were his hands. He can save your life, or he can take it, because that's his job. He will often do twice the work of a civilian and draw half the pay, and he'll still find ironic humor in that. He has seen more suffering and death than he ever should have in his short lifetime. He has stood atop mountains of dead bodies, and he's helped to create them. He has wept in public and in private for friends who have fallen in combat, and he is unashamed of this. He feels every note of the national anthem vibrate through his body while at rigid attention while tempering the burning desire to square away those around him who haven't bothered to stand, remove their hat, or even stop talking. In an odd twist, day in and day out, far from home, he defends their right to be disrespectful, just as his father, his grandfather, and his great-grandfather. He is paying the price for our freedom. Beardless or not, he is not a boy. He is the American fighting man that has kept this country free for well over 200 years. He has asked nothing in return except our friendship, our understanding. Remember him. Remember him always, for he has earned our respect and our admiration with his blood. Now let me share with you what I consider to be some of the finest words ever put to music. No, I'm not going to sing, so you don't have to cut me off. This is the oldest military hymn in the United States, the Marine Corps hymn. From the halls of Montezuma to the shores of Tripoli, we fought our country's battles in the air, on land, and sea. First to fight for right and freedom and to keep our honor clean, we are proud to claim the title of United States Marine. Our flags unfurled to every breeze from dawn to setting sun. We have fought in every clime and place where we could take a gun. In the snow of far-off northern lands and in sunny tropic scenes, you will find us always on the job, the United States Marines. Here's health to you and to our Corps, which we are proud to serve. In many a strife we fought for life and never lost our nerve. If the Army and the Navy ever gaze on heaven's scenes, they will find the streets are guarded by the United States Marines. Before I close, let me say this. Every once in a while when you get all caught up in the drama on a thread and it's causing you so much grief that you're about to lose it, when you feel like you just can't take any more from that so-and-so that you're posting with and he's just stepped on your last nerve, stop. Think about the soldiers in the desert. The ones that are living, fighting, and dying for us so that we can sit here and post. When I do, makes me not worry so much about my little problems. Well, folks, I hope you enjoyed another installment of Semper's Muse. Till next time, good night.